You open the doors and you get to see if anybody's going to come into your place of business or not. That's true if it's a brick and mortar storefront or if it's a virtual online class or course like Travel Masters. Travel Masters is now online and it is open for business. We're starting with a founder's launch where travel professionals can lock in their membership at a much lower tuition than will be offered after all aspects of the membership are in place. So for now, for $20 a month, somebody can become a member. They get all the benefits and they lock in that lower tuition rate for as long as they're members. I've turned the sign on the door over. I've flipped it over and it now says open. I wonder if anybody's going to show up to this joint. Well, Travel Masters is up and running, but there's still a whole lot more to do. Our first live class begins on November the 7th. Our first new advisors classroom program starts on November the 20th. And the 2024 annual planning workshop is scheduled for December the 7th and again on December the 14th. The 7th we're doing in the evening and the 14th we're doing during the day because, frankly, we don't know which one is going to be better for our membership. All the Building a Business podcasts are on the Travel Masters site now as well. I am terrified, officially. Officially and totally and completely terrified. What if I planned this party and nobody showed up to enjoy the food and the band? What if I have to close it all down because we can't pay the overhead? What if nobody likes the stuff we've built? You know, in my head, I can hear Obi-Wan Kenobi tell me, "Use the Force, Morris. You know what you have is going to help people in business and business owners, and you'll do your best to make it available and visible. Now you must think about the positive. As our Master Yoda taught us, there is no try, only do. Those negative thoughts are not your thoughts. Move along." Okay, if you're not a Star Wars fan, I apologize. I am so sorry. But it just came right to my head and I couldn't help it. That is truly what's going on, though. It's time to get those negative thoughts out and put the positive thoughts in. The old man is right. If we let the negative, what if it all goes to hell in a handbasket thought, take over, then sure as shooting, it's all going to go to hell in a handbasket. It is at times like these that we've got to stay positive and focus on all those things that we control that we're going to use to get us what we want. I mentioned that we're starting with a founder's launch. That means that if somebody signs up for a membership in Travel Masters now, they get it at that lower tuition rate for as long as they are a member. There's still things that are not available right now on the site. They're just not ready yet. And that's the next benefit of being a founder. You get to see it and try it all out before the rest of the world gets to. Those are benefits that the members have. And for us, we get that feedback. We get feedback from the members as they're trying things out. Maybe, I guess you could call it a beta version launch, right? We also get to see if anybody's going to walk in the front door. I'm pretty confident they will. But there's always that nagging thing in the back of my head. What if it doesn't work? Well, a friend of mine, she says, think about more along the line of, what if it does work? What if it all goes right? Great song out there. What if it all goes right? Amy did it and she did a wonderful job. Here's the good news. Within a few days of opening the doors to the Travel Masters learning community, we have 3 paying members of the whole shooting match of the community. Now, we're still working on list number 1 and we're hoping and praying for more of our peers, friends, and colleagues to become founding members. At this point, though, it's all hands on deck. Everybody's working toward getting us more folks. I'm doing a webinar for an agency tonight, and Cindy's talking with some of her friends at an agency owners event this week. So please, hey, light a candle for us, say a little prayer, and We, along with every new business owner, well, we all need all the help we can get. We got to be visible. We've got to be proactive. You can't just turn the sign over to open and sit back and wait people to walk in, wait for people to walk in the door. You got to proactively reach out to folks and let them know what's happening. Let them know there's a grand opening going on. We've got things they need to hear and to learn about. So what are the lessons learned at this point in our Travel Master's journey? Well, there are two this week. The first one is this. A founder's launch, well, that very well may be the best idea that we've stumbled on. And yeah, I stumbled on it. There's nothing new, just stuff that has to be rediscovered and used in a new way. The concept here is a beta launch, really, right? Software companies have done that in some way, shape, form, or fashion for years and years and years. So try a beta launch. Try a founder's launch for whatever you might be building. Be amazed at what you might get out of that. The second lesson is this. Keep your head down low and keep on keeping on. Keep on going. Keep on working. Keep on making things happen. For the past several days, I have been way behind. I'm talking, yeah, the to-do list is huge. I wish I could say it was because I was enjoying the sunny sands of Orange Beach, Alabama, but that just wouldn't be the truth. The truth is, I've focused on the priorities as they presented themselves, and I've kept my feet moving and my mind moving, everything toward the priority of the day, whatever that happened to be. Keep your head down and keep moving. Whereas Dory, I forget what kind of fish she is, but as Dory says, keep swimming, keep swimming. I tell you what, this is going to be our last short form building a business lessons learned. The last episode for this because, well, we're done. The doors are open. The business has been built and we're beginning to see some positive results. I hope you've enjoyed this little series. I sure enjoyed putting it together for you. And I hope you'll point your friends toward Travel Masters if they are travel professionals. We would love for them to be members with us. Right now, if anybody would like to join, they can start with an email to me. My email address is sims.rm2017@gmail.com. That's sims.rm2017@gmail.com. And I'll be able to help them find the right place to join the Travel Masters learning community. We're going to resume the business of sales short form next. So if you have any questions or suggestions or anything, ideas for topics, hey, drop me an email. I'll do my best to address them. In the meantime, we are in the fourth quarter of 2023. So please answer these questions and then put your strategic action plan into place and into action so that you can reach your objectives by the end of this year. You ready? Here we go. What is your objective for which metrics that you've decided you want to meet for 2023? Pick two to focus on. The rest will probably take care of themselves. Second question is, what is your strategy for reaching those objectives in the next however many days we've got? How do you plan to make it happen? What are you going to do differently than what you've been doing up until this point in time? Ooh, that's a powerful question. What are you going to do differently than what you've done up to this point in time? And finally, what is your strategic action plan? That's that written list of actions that you're going to take to help you get what you want. And when I say you, I mean you. How will you personally impact the progress of your business over the next so many days and weeks? How are you going to help push the ball across the goal line? It's football season, right? Think about what you can do, you yourself, where you're in total and complete control. List out all those things that you can do to reach your objective and then set priorities. Which one comes first and then what and then what and then what? Put it all down on paper. Write it by hand or print out the document, but put something on paper in front of you. Or try this. This is one that Earl Nightingale used to profess all the time. write on a small 3x5 card exactly what it is you want to accomplish by the end of the year. Put that on one side, and on the other side, write out why you want to accomplish it. Take the card out of your pocket several times a day and read it. Maybe put a similar card on the mirror in the bathroom where you get ready every morning. But when you do, close your eyes and see your life when you reach that objective. How is it going to be different? Why is this so important to you? Put the card back in your pocket and go to work on the next thing that's on that strategic action plan. That's right. Do the next thing on the plan. Do the next thing. Hey, thanks for listening. Best wishes. I'll see you again next time right here on the Business of Sales Short Form. I'm Morris Sims.